So I was drawn on this first Sunday of Advent to a phrase in the gospel that we might have missed otherwise. When Jesus speaks of being prepared for his coming, he compares it to a homeowner entrusting the care of his house to the servants, who need to be vigilant about the time of the homeowner's return so that the servants do not appear to be caught off guard and negligent in their responsibilities. I relate to this story well because when we were younger, if my mom would travel, the house would go into utter disarray. But my dad would hang her arrival time back home. If it was a flight, he'd hang the flight details on the refrigerator. And we all scheduled a cleanup session in the hours before her arrival home. However, occasionally she got an early flight, and then we were left unprepared as the servants in this gospel. Jesus says that he places the servants in charge, and here's the phrase that caught my attention, that he places the servants in charge, quote, each to his own work. So we could imagine that Jesus has in mind a large homestead in which there are multiple servants in charge of different things, a cook, a cleaner, right, somebody in charge of the landscaping, etc. They each have their own duties and responsibilities. They aren't called to be alert and diligent in things that aren't their responsibilities. They can't necessarily control if the other servants do their job. Only if they are prepared in their tasks for the homeowner's return. I love this because it's a reminder that we are only called to fulfill the tasks that have been assigned to us, not to everyone else. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get overwhelmed with all the problems swirling around us. I see wars that don't seem to have easy solutions, violence and injustice around every corner, political polarization, church decline and infighting, dysfunction in families, and evil within my own heart. And I get demoralized by the weight of it all, and I wonder what I could possibly do about any of it. The good news of this short phrase in the gospel is that we are only called to do our own work. That means the work of our vocation, the work of our career, the work of our schoolwork, the work of our families, the work of our hearts, the work of our organizations, etc. It reminds me of a picture I have hanging up in my apartment that someone brought me and that says, "Stay in your lane." Now, I'm not sure why they gave it to me. Exactly. It was after a homily, so I don't know. And so it can have it can be like a criticism, like you're overstepping boundaries about something that you don't know anything about, but its early usage actually as a phrase, as an idiom, was mainly in sports, and especially in football. The idea was that you stay in your lane, you block the people that are your assignment. You don't worry about blocking everybody, you block the people that are your assignment only, and if everybody blocks the person in their lane they're supposed to block, then the play has a good chance of succeeding. I was yelling this phrase at the MAC championship game yesterday from the stands, and it did not seem to work, which is unfortunate. Right? And so that's the idea, that we take care of that which is assigned to us, to stay in our lane. Of course, this does not mean there's never a time to switch lanes and intervene. We might say that the kind of indifference to things outside of our little lanes could be a vice as much as it is a virtue. But we have to choose these times wisely, because they are sometimes, and I would say often, just a way for us to distract ourselves from our own responsibilities. I kind of think of it like a construction zone, which if you drove up to the MAC championship game, you also experienced a lot of those, where the signs tell you as you're entering the construction zone on the highway to stay in your own lane. But there might be times to switch lanes, such as if there's a police officer on the shoulder or another car on the shoulder. You may have to switch lanes. And so there is definitely a balance, but we're primarily called to do our own work So as we enter into this season of Advent, let's accept what I think is very relieving news. Jesus is the Savior and I am not. Jesus is the homeowner. I am a servant who has certain tasks, but not all the tasks. And I can't necessarily control if the other servants are doing their job. As we enter into this time of prayer, let us pray for the clarity and discernment to know what exactly our own work is, and the grace to be able to do it so that we are prepared for the homeowner's return.